but at North Dakota State, and you win 7 national championships in 8 years, and you pinch yourself and 4 or 5 as a head coach, but you know you're not in the position without all the assistant coaches, without all the players, with the strength staff, the training staff. I'm a big us guy, and I know I'm in the position I am now because of impacts like guys like you have had on me. And I listen, and I learn, and I'm digging as well because I want to find out what more I can do to give to the guys so that they perform at a high level.
Welcome back to another episode of The Burn. Now, I am super fired up. We've been waiting a long time to get this in, and the fact we're able to get this in during training camp, small little break, is certainly exciting, and so many exciting things going on in Manhattan, Kansas. And I'm going to introduce my friend Chris Kleiman here in a very cool way for all of you, because I think oftentimes what many people see in a head football coach like Chris Kleiman here at Kansas State University is 7 out of 8 championships at North Dakota State, 4 as the head coach at North Dakota State, 3 as a defense coordinator. People in their minds, the bling and the diamond rings and all these championships. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get a glimpse into what makes this man special. And the reason why I say a friend is because the relationship we've established over the last 5 years, I would do anything for this man. And many people always ask me, what's your favorite moment that you guys had together? And what's your favorite moment, you know, in working together? And what's interesting is, in the 4 years at North Dakota State, there was one football game where I was present that we lost. And that is my absolute favorite moment in our relationship in terms of our work that goes on in a football field. And I'll never forget, we lose to James Madison live on ESPN. We're coming to the locker room. I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is about to happen? Like, I know the normal routine when we win, but like, what is coach going to say? Like, do we do the same things? And sure enough, we went to the locker room and everybody takes a knee and we stand up, and Coach Kleiman stands up as one of the greatest acts of leadership I've ever seen. He looks at 110 men, about half on each side of the locker room, and he says, men, you are never defined by a moment. You are always defined by your entire body of work. And this is one of the greatest bodies of work in the history of college football. And I remembered walking out of there that night, and I said, I have never been so proud to be part of this program and to know that I have the opportunity to be in your corner and in our relationship that you're in my corner. And people think it's like some story of, you know, something else, right? Or celebrating with a trophy, and it's not. And what I think makes you so unique and so special, and I've already seen it here at Kansas State, and that's why I'm so excited for what's getting ready to happen here soon. When it kicks off, the tradition stacked on top of the tradition that was already built here, is that you've been doing this for a long time. And it goes back to being a player. I've talked to old high school friends of yours. You used to be able to knock people's block off on the field and incredibly fast, which a lot of people don't know, so we gotta get that credit for you. But conversations we've had going back to 2010 and the career climb and the path, and from what I've seen at North Dakota State, what I've already seen here, is that there's this burn that lies inside of you. A passion for the game, a passion for relationships. And I'd love to know, where does that come from and how do you stay connected?
I'm a competitor by nature. I've always had a burning desire to compete, and I absolutely hate to lose. And I love, you know, making a difference in young people's lives. And I want to get to know them. I want to get them invested. I want them to let them take ownership in a program, and I challenge them in those ways. And I think if you do that, you're going to get the most out of guys. And that's, I stay up at night and I wake up in the middle of the night thinking, okay, what else can we do? Because I hate to lose. And everybody that's a competitor hates to lose, but I'm always digging to find different things to help motivate these guys. And you're a great example by bringing you in at North Dakota State, bringing you here at Kansas State, because I don't have all the answers. I'm looking for more ways to do things and innovative ways to impact these kids. And I know that for me to be successful, it's a daily burn and it's a daily grind for me to be competitive and continue to see how I can impact guys' lives.
And how have you approached, because you talk about impact relationships, and it is that way. I mean, the Carson Wentzes, the Easton Sticks, the Nick DeLucas, the Chris Boards, all these individuals that have gone on to play in the league that you've coached, and there's so many others. Every time I hear you tell stories of those individuals or former players who didn't play in the league or who are now running businesses, it's always their families. It's things that are going on. It's weddings that you've been invited to. So what is it, if you could share, because so many people who watch every week, they're building relationships in their businesses. What is it that you focus on? Because it really is unique. There's so many coaches that sit in your chair as the head ball coach who they just want to win. And you always seem to start with relationship first.
Well, and I think if you build relationships, you're going to have success. And that's what we're trying to do here is, and it's happening fast. I mean, we all arrived here in January, and we hit the fast forward button and trying to get around as many players as you can, whether it's in the locker room, the fueling station, the weight room, wherever it may be, and just dig into them a little bit and let them know you care. Let them know you love them. And that's sometimes hard to do, but you just, hey, guys, I'm here for you. And I want to love you, but I'm going to challenge the heck out of you. Tell me what drives you. What are some things that are your burns? And then I try to remember some of those things and then just ask those guys about those things, because I think having an impact like that on those guys is what I'm put on this planet to do. And all the relationships, it's so fun to see those guys, because I can't tell you how many guys, that first thing we say, hey, great to see you, man. I love you. What have you been up to? You know, I look at a kid like Chase Morlock. I hadn't seen him in 3 years. I see him at Carson Wentz's event in the summer. We give each other a hug and, hey, I love you, Chase. How's everything going? And you know, he lights up because he can tell me about something that's going on in his life. And those are the things that are special moments for me.
And I've always admired how you've gone about building those relationships. And I've admired how you treat me. You know, I think that's one of the things that makes you so unique, is always looking for that edge. I remember thinking when I got the call that you guys were bringing me in, I'm like, what the hell are they bringing me in for? Like, they've won 4 straight championships in a row. I'm not sure they need me. And you welcome me in, and we learn so much from each other. And I think it's that open dialogue where a lot of people, there's so much ego involved. And I think that's what makes our relationship unique. And me watching you, a lot of times I sit back, you don't know this, I watch how you interact with a player. I watch how you interact with another coach. And it's always like, okay, we got to stay in the details, and we have to find the way that we can just be the best that we can be. How important has that been for you? Because getting to this seat, You've gone through some rides where you've been at a lot of schools, and it's not easy to get in the chair that you're in. So how have you kept that energy and passion to get inside those details without the frustration of, gosh, am I ever going to get that big job?
Well, I'm a guy where I'm big into be where your feet are, you know, and I was a Division III coach at Loras College, and I loved every moment of it because those kids, it was the big time for them. And then I worked my way up the ladder and was fortunate to get the head job at North Dakota State. And you win 7 national championships in 8 years, and you pinch yourself, and 4 or 5 as a head coach. But you know, you're not in the position without all the assistant coaches, without all the players, with the strength staff, the training staff. I know I'm in a position because of what those players have done for all of us as a staff. I'm a big us guy. And I know I'm in the position I am now because of impacts like guys like you have had on me. And I listen and I learn and I'm digging as well, because I want to find out what more I can do to give to the guys so that they perform at a high level. And so I'm a big believer in giving credit where credit's due, and that's to the players, to all the administrative people, to the support staffs, to people like yourself that come and speak to the team, because that's the lasting impact, and I want to make sure that I keep that on the forefront.
So how do you keep your energy up? This is if you could leave everybody with this, how do you keep your energy up in a career that is so demanding? I don't think people realize, from recruiting to the relationships, time away from family, I mean, that burn has to be pretty significant to keep the energy up.
Yeah, I love what I do, and I love the impact that I'm trying to make on young people and our coaches as well. And it starts with my family. I've got a wonderful wife that is an unbelievable coach's wife that is with me every step of the way. And I've got 3 wonderful kids, one that's helping us on a staff here, and 2 other high school kids that I just see them in everything I do. Of, you know, it's all about family for me, and I'm a big believer in family's first, and that's Kansas State too. That's family's first, but they know that I've been put on this earth to do what I do, and that's to to, you know, obviously win games, be a great football coach, but more importantly, where are these guys at 5, 10 years, 15, 20 years down the line? It's so cool for me to receive texts and calls from people I coached, or players I coached at Western Illinois in the early 90s or Northern Iowa in the early 2000s or mid 2000s. It's just fun to have those relationships because that's what it's all about.
Well, I hope everybody just paid attention to that last answer. We're gonna leave it there because what you just said was the people who played for you at Western Illinois in the 90s. And, you know, there's a lot of people who say, oh, I'm a relationship guy. And I just want to say on behalf of every single player, every single coach, as you get ready to start this next chapter, and from me, that we all love you. And don't ever change being that Chris Kleiman that we know. And I feel so blessed to have the opportunity to be a corner man for you and to step out on that field here soon and to go write these next chapters. So I love you, Coach, and I can't wait to keep going to war with you.
Appreciate it. Love you, man.
This episode of the Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.